The future of Ohio's two nuclear plants remains up in the air as a bailout package works its way through the state legislature. Meanwhile, the Akron-based operators of the plants are negotiating a bankruptcy deal to throw a lifeline for the industry. WKSU reports that at First Energy's annual meeting on Tuesday, protesters and shareholders both gathered to mark the moment. First Energy CEO Chuck Jones says 2018 was a good year for the utility and predicted healthy growth moving forward, but that bright future comes at the expense of former subsidiary First Energy Solutions, which is in the final stages of bankruptcy. It's hoping lawmakers will add a fee to customers' bills that would provide a $150 million subsidy for its two nuclear plants. Jones says Ohio needs nuclear power.
That money to keep these nuclear plants running is what I call an insurance policy against higher prices down the road.
Around 30 members of Ohio Citizen Action gathered in Akron to protest what they call a nuclear bailout. Executive Director Rachel Belts says over the past two decades, the plants have received nearly $11 billion in subsidies.
So we've paid for these plants time and time again.
An Ohio House committee is expected to vote soon on the energy bill. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.